Thank you very much, Pastor John. I'm very happy to be here once again, to join with you, your family, and the leaders in the house. Every member, we thank God for this opportunity this afternoon. I give very special honor to you and my good friend, Apostle Tim Manning. I also thank God for this day that God has made, and I'm very excited. I was looking forward to be here. Here's your friend, Randy Clark.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Thought I'm going to get out and bring it for you special.
Thank you.
I bring greetings to you from my family. Rosie's in New York right now, and Dina. And the rest of the family back home. The church is doing very well. God has been helping us. It's growing leaps and bounds. And we thank God. There are quite a few other people. And we also started two other outposts, house group meeting. And it's been doing very good also. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight I'd like to share with you a few things that will help you to be victorious in your season. Every one of us have a season. And in a year, there is four seasons in a year. I do not know how much you like the last season that has passed. But I don't think I can live in the United States of America in that season.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Amen.
I think that season was really meant for you, not for me. And God knew that I couldn't live here. That's why he put me in Guyana. And I'm enjoying my climate all year round. Beautiful summer. Only two seasons, rain and sunshine. Hallelujah. But I want to share a couple of things with you, as I said, concerning to help you be victorious in your season. If you have a Bible, I want you to turn to the book of Joshua chapter 7.
Okay.
I'm going to jump in from verse 14 to 16. Of course, you might have been reading your Bible and you know the story a little bit. Probably better than I do. Joshua chapter 7, verse 14 to 16. And the second day, they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass, verse 16, at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. As I said, you might have been reading the scriptures and know the story very well. The first thing I'd like to leave with you tonight, if you will be victorious in your season, is number one, to set aside a time for sanctification. Amen. We have been living in a crazy world.
Yeah.
God bless America. You have great people here. The first thing I'm saying tonight is to set aside a time for sanctification. I believe that we are living in a time when we really need to set ourselves aside and to find some quality time to seek God.
Amen.
This is a serious time in which we are living in. And we do not have time to play church anymore.
Amen.
We do not have time to play religion or being religious anymore. That days are over. We don't even have the time to come and sing, oh, give me that old-time religion.
Right.
That's gone. The reason why it has gone is because God said in the book of Isaiah, He said, behold, I do a new thing. And if God is doing a new thing, that we have to be ready, we have to sanctify ourselves, we have to separate ourselves from every impurities. Are you hearing me today? Every impurity, everything that is not of God, we have to separate ourselves completely from them. Come out from among them, the Bible says, and be not partakers of those things. We cannot afford to get ourselves contaminated with anything or anybody at this time in our life, because God wants to be victorious in our season. Let me tell you his testimony very quickly. About 10 years ago, I was in Suriname with some friends. I positively met some of those friends where I have in Suriname. But one of a prophet guy from Guyana took me with him to do a conference. So we went to stay with his sister there. Her husband was an ambassador, and he died some years ago. And she make her house available for any visitors to come to stay. So we went to the house and we were staying. There were four of us who were staying there in a house visiting with her. And the Sunday night we went to meeting. Monday we went out a little bit, and Monday night we came and we sit down. We will have a time of fellowship and discussion over dinner. You call it supper. American call it supper, British call it dinner. So while we were talking, in the midst of our conversation, there was a sudden hush. Not a person could have talked for nearly 45 minutes. Because there was an awesome presence of God came and invaded the entire room, the living room. And everybody was trying to watch. Everybody watch each other. Everybody was trying to open a mouth to say something. But not a word could have come up. You can see the lips were moving like Hannah's lip. But not a word was coming out for nearly 45 minutes. We sit down there in suspense. And then after all of that happened, the prophetic brother spoke prophetically, and he began to prophesy, and he says that God has brought us into a season, and he went on with his prophecy. May I say to you, honorable men and women of God sitting here under the sound of my voice, that's about 10 years ago, I am still in that season. Amen. Which was prophesied that evening on a Monday night. I cherish the prophetic word. Amen. I embrace it in such a way. I'm not going to let it go for anything and for nothing. Amen. And I've learned to sanctify myself, to keep myself clean, contaminated. Of course, there might be issues and there might be situations. Sometimes things come up the way. But I do not let those things overtake me and overcome me. Because I've learned in the Bible says to be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. I've got to live to please God. I got to live to serve God. You heard my testimony already. And I cannot afford to mess around with God. I cannot afford to mess around with the ministry. I cannot afford to mess around with the word of God. I cannot mess around with anything that God has. I have to stay put in God's sight. It's time that we begin to learn to be victorious in our season. Sanctify yourself. And remove every impurity, everything that is blocking you and is trying to hinder you. Push them out. Keep yourself in track. Keep yourself in the place where God wants you. Find time, quality time to spend, to stay in the book. I told the people at Bishop David Coleman Church, and I want to say this to you with love and respect. This is no dishonoring. I have no problem with that, but I just want to tell you, there are many people today in our world, even believers, are now putting the Bible in their phone. Nothing is wrong with that. Don't misunderstand me. They go places, they can just pick up their phone and they can read. But sometimes the phone can fall and damage up and break up and everything else, and it's done. But this book is forever.
Amen.
It stands from now, it stands from then to now and for all eternity. This is the book of books.
Amen.
This book which I have in my hand, Pastor John, has literally traveled hundreds of thousands of miles around the world.
Amen.
It's still doing good. Pages have been torn out, but it's still inside, but it's good.
Amen.
I'm not going to exchange this for nothing.
Amen.
Got about 30 years now. It's doing its job, so why should I put it away? I make it talk many times. And it know how to talk. And right now he's talking to us. Because they march around that wall 6 days. And on the seventh day, they march around seven times. Seven and six are 13. And then number 13 speaks of victory. You get very quiet on me now. Thank you, Elizabeth. At least I have somebody can say amen. I went many places in elevator. I never see number 13.
That's right.
They skipped number 13. But if you go to the embassy of Israel, you will see a number 13 stop. Oh, that sounds strange. I went in the embassy of Israel and I saw the number 13. And I said, that's the room you have to go to get your visa.
Okay.
Hey, Israel knows some things. The church is still struggling to know some things. It is given unto us, the Bible says, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And we are living in a time and in a season, in a dispensation, when we need to rise up and shine because the light has come and the glory of God has risen upon the church. Not on the ungodly, not on the people outside doing all the crazy thing out here. It is risen on the church. And we got to know a place. Sanctify yourself. Separate yourself from everything that will mess with your life.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Number two, glory to God. Select a seventh day to march and to confront Jericho situation. You might have all kind of a situation confronting you every single day. Sometimes sickness would come. Some kind of a major infirmity and disease try to plague our body. One of the number one killer all over the world, even in my country, is cancer and AIDS right now. Number two killer. AIDS and cancer. Killing people all over the place. Man, left, right and center. And I believe that the time has come when the church need to know who they are.
Yes.
What God has deposited inside them. The same power. The dunamis power which raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The Holy Ghost power. It lives inside every one of us.
Yes.
He did not give us anything short. He gave us exactly what we need. And we need to see, we need to know what we have inside us, because what Jesus gave us, the world did not give us, and the world cannot take it away from us.
Yes.
And I believe with all my heart that this is the time that we need to select a 7 day to confront Jericho. All the Jericho, all the Philistines, the Jebusite, the Canaanite, the Pharisee, the Parasite, the Gargasite, and every site and eye that is coming against us, we have to rise up and confront it.
Yes.
Yes.
We We cannot afford in the season in which we live in, when God is about to explode, hallelujah, and to bring one more last move of revival and a spiritual awakening in United States. And in your United States of America, there is still one more move.
Yes.
And God will not withhold my God's last move to cause a spiritual awakening in every church, every born again believer, every blood wash.
Yes.
Wake up. If we cannot experience victory, how can we help the people outside to have victory?
Right.
If we are not sanctified, how can we tell them to sanctify yourself and to live right?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Confront the situation with all the victory and all the authority and the power that God has given you. Because the Bible clearly tells us that we are more than a conqueror.
Right.
We're not just a conqueror, but we're more than a conqueror. And we're made overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible said they who are for us are more than they are against us. Why should we succumb to the tricks and the strategies of the enemy and fall? You know, like if there's no more hope and no more help. Like all our hopes are shattered and we have nothing else to hold on to. No, Jesus is risen. He's not in the grave. I went to Israel. I went to the place where they said I laid him. I went inside and I watched inside and I didn't see anybody. I said he's risen. The Bible says he burst the bonds of death and he came out triumphantly. He is not in the grave. Why seek the living among the dead?
Amen.
Confront your situation. Confront your problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me make a statement to you from a message that I preach. Hallelujah. Let your agony, your situation, your problem, the pressure that is on you, bring about some radical changes.
Amen.
You make your situation bow and respect you for who you are and who lives inside you.
Amen.
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 You don't go to God and tell God how this problem be. Say, hey, problem, my God is bigger than you.
Yes.
My God is better than you.
Yes.
My God is greater than you.
Yes.
And I'm not going to let you take me down. I am going to take you down.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
You know what Joshua told the people to make a shout?
That's right.
And they blow the trumpets. He said, make a shout. He didn't say, hey, hello, Brother Ronnie, how are you? That's not what he did. Hey, Brother Ronnie, how are you? Elijah said to the woman, hey, sister, what are you doing? She said, I'm picking up two sticks to make some food for me and my son. We will cook it, we will eat and die. He said, no, all right, go do what you're going to do, but make me a cake first. You think he went and he said, hey, sister, what are you doing? No. A prophet speaks with authority.
Amen.
A preacher speaks with authority.
Yes.
You can't speak with authority. It means that there's some kind of a weakness level shutting down something somewhere. You got to speak with boldness like the oracle of God, that the devil and Satan and demons respect you and
yes.
bow to the authority that God has invested inside you. Watch him eyeball to eyeball. Eyeball to eyeball. I'm not afraid of you. I am who I am by the grace of God. There is someone that is inside of me that is better and bigger and greater and more powerful than Satan and demons. And that is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Select 7 days. Seven is a very powerful number. Number speaks of the church. You can find a whole lot of numbers of seven in the book of Revelation. Hey, are you here?
Yes.
Glory to God. You also have the woman at the well who went down there. She went out there, have five husbands, and the one that she was living was not her own. And then she came to the other one who was Jesus Christ, who was sitting on the well. I got this one here. I'm not going to let him go. She was in for the biggest shock of her life. Oh, he's a handsome dude. And make sure that I hold on to him. She did right. She did said right. I'm going to hold on to him. Because she indeed was. She held on and she got a radical change. And immediately she ran back into the village, the Bible says. And she began to declare the kingdom of God. Hey, come see a man who told me all things I ever did. If this is not the Messiah, if this is not the Christ, if this is not the Son of God, if this is not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if this is not the Rose of Sharon, if this is not the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and the Morning Star, if this is not the Alpha and the Omega, hey, come see a man. Told me all things I ever did. See that 7 days. You think 7 days are going to kill you? I fasted for 40 days. I didn't die. I fasted 21 days. I didn't die. I fasted 7 days. I didn't die, doctor. I fasted 3 days. I didn't die. And before I came here, I did some fasting. I did not die. But you can also say, my blessing is ever before me. Yeah, you can eat all you can for $10. A Golden Corral. Man, I love Golden Corral, Pastor John.
All right.
I mean, I really love to go Golden Corral. But you select 7 days in desperation. Just like Hannah was desperate.
Amen.
She came and she make sure that she is going to be determined. Make some demands on God within the 7 days. Confront everything that comes against you.
Amen.
And she said, God, if you give me a son, I give him back to you as my first fruit. She promised God and she did it. She fulfilled it. Number three. Be like Mordecai. Listen at your gates. The gate of your heart. Every trafficking things that happen in you and to you and through you and for you goes through your heart. Yes. The people say the thing that, you know, my mind says so, and that might be mind says so, yes. But as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The heart begin to pump and begin to speak. It come up here and then it come through the mouth. Nobody think in the head. They think in the heart.
Yeah.
So begin to be like Mordecai. And keep your gate. Watch your gate there. I don't know how many counties you have here. At least I know you have Patrick County.
But right now the churches.
Okay. Sorry. That's right. Right now the churches, the body of Christ, need to come to a place to keep their gate. Watch at your gate.
Amen.
Keep. Make sure you keep it in such a way that you know who is coming in and who is going out.
Yeah.
How you don't let anything and anybody come in and mess around in the county. Watch your gate. When Nehemiah rebuilt the walls, You go back and read the account. He put 10 gates around that wall. And each one of those gates has a meaning. I don't have time to go into that tonight. That's a different message. But each one of those gates had important meaning. And he made sure that people were watching the gate. They were keeping it.